Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال سبحانه وتعالى في مكان ثاني يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم. I start my khutbah today by praising Allah Azza wa Jal and thanking Allah Azza wa Jal who gave another opportunity to live and fast in the month of Ramadan. And I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept our siyam, our qiyam, our sadaqat, and any kind of a good deed that we perform in the month of Ramadan. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept it from us and make that month, the fasting and the qiyam, as one of the means for us to have all our sins forgiven. At the same time, we'll continue to remember our brothers and sisters in Gaza and all around the world who are going through different kinds of atrocities, including things like starvation, famine, forced famine and starvation, and the genocide. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive our shortcomings in becoming a mean for relieving the pain of our brothers and sisters in Gaza and all around the world, Muslims and non-Muslims. As we understand that Allah Azza wa Jal has raised us, the Muslim Ummah, as the best Ummah raised for the mankind who enjoin the good and forbid the evil and believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. And this verse is an important verse for us to remember because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us in this verse. It's an honorable verse and reminder for us not only that Allah has chosen us as an ummah, the one who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the messenger, the one who believe the Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but at the same time they are the best ummah based on the attributes mentioned in this verse, which is they enjoin the good, forbid the evil, and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's a continuous reminder for us that for us to be of that status, these conditions have to be fulfilled from our end as well. It's not just because we happen to be born in a Muslim family or we happen to be at one time in a life or a part of life, we are able to enter into full Islam, but we are not fulfilling the actions which are made obligatory by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was talking to one of the brothers who was at that time, he was in Mecca, in the Haram, and he was in the last 10 nights, I'm talking about the month of Ramadan, the best nights in any of the nights of the year. And he's in the Haram, and he mentioned to me that when he was in the 27th night, that the Haram was completely packed, even more than the Hajj. You find about 2.5 million people there, more than the number of brothers and sisters who are living in Gaza, the one who are making dua, raising their hands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make all sorts of du'as, including the du'a for our brothers and sisters in Gaza. But at the same time, we don't find the relief for our brothers and sisters. And that should make us think, and that should make us reevaluate our actions. Because yes, we are making du'a for our brothers and sisters, and we will continue to make du'a. This is the least we can do. But to think that that's all is needed from us, this is a mistake from our end. This is a mistake from our end. As it has come in many of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and starting with the one that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has reminded us about, the Rasulullah said that you continue to do, he made the swear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking the oath from Allah azza wa jal, that whose hand the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. He says that you continue to enjoin the good and forbid the evil. And if you don't do that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bring the adab, iqab from Allah, from the heavens on the people. And then you will raise your hands to make the dua, and Allah will not respond to it. So my brothers and sisters, we have to understand, our job of making dua is not limited to making the dua. There is an action required from us, which is enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, and this is an obligation on all the people among the Muslimin, whether they are Muslim or whether they are pious or they are not pious. It is an obligation. It is not an obligation only on the rulers. It is not an obligation only on the scholars. Yes, the obligation may be a bit different in the case you have power and authority, whether it is material power, whether it is intellectual power, whether you are a scholar, whether you are the one who have power or authority over the people as a ruler. But at the end of the day, when it comes to enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, that is an obligation on all of us, every individual, every Muslim, good or bad, whatever he can think of. It's not that you have to reach certain level and then you will be the one who will be raising your voices or doing the action Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man ra'a minkum al-munkara falyughayyir biyadi." Whosoever, does not say just the people in power, just the people who are scholars. No, it says whosoever, "Man ra'a minkum al-munkara." Munkar, falyughayyir biyadi. Then whosoever sees a munkar or evil, he should change it with his hand. Fa illam yastati'. And if he does not have the istita'a, he does not have the capability, fa bilisani, then in this case it is by the tongue. Fa illam yastati'. And even if he does not have that capability, then Allah, the hadith of Rasulullah said, then fa biqalbi, in his heart he will feel bad about the munkar that is going on. Wa dhalika ad'aful iman. And this is the lowest level of the iman. When we are seeing a munkar and evil is going around us, whenever it is happening, the hadith is saying, and the lowest level here is as the feeling bad in our heart. And the scholars like Imam Nawawi in his Sharah, when he is talking about this hadith, he is saying that one of the understanding is, if a believer does not even feel bad in his heart about a munkar he sees, he can be out of Islam. Because this is what? Dalika ad'aful iman. This is the weakest level of iman. So when we are talking about, we should not be thinking of the Gaza, that, okay, 6 months have passed by, I was not able to do anything. Then, okay, it's another chapter in our lives. Whatever happened in Syria, whatever happened in Afghanistan or Iraq, the millions and millions of people were killed over there, and we move on with our lives. And when I'm seeing these three countries' names, does not mean these are the only ones we know. Whether it's Yemen, whether it's Sudan, whether it's Somal, whether it's Pakistan, whether it's India right now, what is happening? All of those things have to be addressed. And when I'm talking about the Muslim countries, or Muslims are the ones suffering, we should not be limiting ourselves as Muslims only to the Muslims, because we are the one. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرَجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ. We are the best nation raised for mankind. It's not only for the Muslims. The Muslim Ummah is the best nation raised for the mankind, who enjoin the good and forbid the evil, and you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what makes you the best ummah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed us as of. Similarly, another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talks about the subject of amr al ma'ruf wa nahi an al munkar, that talks about that if in the case when you do have the capability of stopping the munkar, as the hadith says, ma min rajulin yakunu fi qawmin yu'malu fihim bil ma'asi yaqdiruna ala an yughayyiru alayhi fala yughayyiru illa asabahum Allah bi adhabin min qabli an yamutu. Rasulullah said, if there is if any man is among a people in whose midst he does act of disobedience, ma'asi, act of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the people have the qudrah, people have the capability of stopping that, and they don't stop it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring down his adab before they die. It's not even talking about only on the day of judgment we are going to. No. Of course, that's a worse adab is waiting. It says فَلَا يُغَيُّ إِلَّا أَصَابَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابٍ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَمُوتُ. Before they die, Allah will bring the punishment for them. Now, so having said that, we should remember about the issue of when we talk about أمر المعروف عن المنكر, which is enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. Yes, it is in some cases, it is a fardh kifayah. Fardh kifayah means it is an obligation of sufficiency. If enough people who are supposed to be involved in preventing the enjoying the good and forbidding the evil, that obligation has been taken care of. But in many cases, it can become a fardh al-ayn as well. So we have to look by case by case. In this case, what's happening on the ummah today, it is a fardul kifaya from the perspective of it's a communal obligation. And sometimes I have seen some brothers and sisters that they are trying to bring down as fardul kifaya is something lower of a thing or something. It's an obligation at the end of the day. And it has to be completed. It has to be fulfilled. And when we talk about an obligation, it means that if we do not fulfill the obligation, then we can held accountable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are under sin. That's what it means by obligation. So it should not be taken as easy, in some cases, fardul kifaya to put it on the side. No, if the fardul kifaya is not completed, the only one who may be able to save their neck on the day of judgment are the one who were engaged in that, but they did not get enough support from the other brothers and the sisters to complete the task. So the one who are not engaged, they are for sure are accountable in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, moving forward, similarly, there are many ahadith on this subject, and this subject is such an important subject that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has connected this subject of amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy anil munkar with our being selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the best nation. Another hadith that talks about an example. And it says that مثل المدهن في حدود الله والواقع فيها مثل قوم استهموا السفينة. That says that this is hadith is reported by Imam Bukhari. It says the example of a person who is abiding by the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in comparison to one who do wrong and violates Allah's limits and orders is like the example of people drawing lots of seats in a boat. So this I'm just continuing the hadith, the rest of it. And they say, some of them got seat in the upper part of the deck while the others in the lower deck. Those in the lower part have to pass those in the upper one to get water. And that trouble the latter. So one of them, the people in the lower deck said, why don't we just take an axe and start making a hole in the lower deck so they can have access to the water. And the hadith goes on, if the people who are around them, whether on the lower deck or the upper deck, if they don't stop these people who are going to make a hole in the lower deck, they will not only destroy them, but destroy all of them. And that's how it is for the ummah to understand. It's not the issue of that we are not preventing the others to do the haram. That will only is as if you are okay because you're not committing a haram. No. If we are not stopping them, that can be part of the destruction of ourselves as well. As another hadith, Rasulullah talks about, and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he is explaining to the Sahaba about that. He says, "Ya ayyuha an-nas, innakum taqra'una hadhihi ayah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu 'alaykum anfusakum la yadurrukum man dalla idhan hadaytum." That Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said that all you who believe, take care of your own selves. That as the verse says, that take care of yourself. If you follow the right guidance and enjoin what is right, and forbid what is wrong, no hurt comes to you from those who are in error. Because the verse actually says, if you just take care of yourself and the things that harm you, then you will be saved. But he's explaining from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Rasulullah says, "Inna nasa idha ra'u dhalim falam ya'khudhu 'ala yadayhi aw shaka an ya'ammuhum Allah bi'aqabi." The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if the people, they see a dhulm and they do not stop it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not only punish the people, the specific people, but Allah will punish all people as well. The punishment, when it comes, it does not come only on the khas, but it will come on the am as well. So when I'm talking about this issue of amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi an munkar, and I would like to remind ourselves, we have to think about the subject of enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, not only from the perspective of that I am doing good of my own. Rather, we have to think about, we enjoin anywhere the good is happening, anywhere where we're seeing a munkar, we have to know our role of stopping that munkar. So when we talk about and we think about and when we are remembering our brothers and sisters in Gaza, one thing we should remember, that we remember them because they are our brothers and sisters in Islam. They are the one we probably have, most of us probably have never met. They have never seen those brothers and sisters. The only reason that we care, that we feel the pain, because they are our brothers and sisters in Islam. Because La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah is the one that has connected us. And the very same Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who have united our hearts, and we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who brought our hearts like that. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He is the one who united, who created the ulfa, who created the love between your hearts. And if you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it applies to us as well, if you would have spent everything was in the earth, you would have not been able to unite the hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Well, Allah is the one who united our hearts. And He is the one who is Aziz and Hakim, who is the one who is all powerful, He is the one who has all wisdom. He is the one who brought our hearts together. Now, going back to the subject of the Gaza in context of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi Munkar. So it's not, my brothers and sisters, this is a false understanding from our end that only thing expected from us is to make dua. Dua is a powerful tool. It is the mukh al-ibadah. It is the brain of the ibadah, of the worship. But every action requires the means, asbab, around it as well. And this is from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We can see that. So we have to make sure that this oppression that is happening, to which that the Defense Secretary of the United States have said that we have done our investigation and we did not find any signs of genocide is happening. 15,000 children have been killed. Children, forget about even the adults, have been killed, and they cannot see that there's a genocide is happening. But the thing is, my brothers and sisters, they are blameworthy of, they have taken the side of the shaitan, but that's what they know. That's what they believe in. We are the believers. We are the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin-nas, ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. We are the one who believe. We are the one who enjoin the good and forbid the evil. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us the best ummah, to rise up and attain this honor that Allah has given to us. And for that, my brothers and sisters, besides the dua, we have to look within ourselves, and we have to look for the solutions within Islam. And I cannot say, I stress on this subject more, that we cannot depend on the perpetrators, the complicit of the very same actions, that they are the one going to help. The ummah has to rise up. Ummah has to attain the level of the best ummah that Allah has assigned, and get the people, whether it's the people of Gaza, whether the people of any other Muslim part of the world or the non-Muslim part of the world, to take them out of the misery. And for that, we as Muslims have to rise up, attain our dignity, attain our status. And that can only happen when not only our hearts are united, our ibadat are united, but our all affairs are united under one leadership, behind which, as the hadith of Rasulullah says, innamal imamu junnah. Imam is a shield. You fight behind it and he protects you. That's that we have to work for this solution. While we will do all sorts of side work, whether it's the dua, whether it's the charity, whether whatsoever we can think of to ease the pain, but we have to have understanding where is our solution. وأقول قولي هذا أستغفر لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفره إنه غفور رحيم. Ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى for forgiveness.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and Sirah are available at islampodcasts.com, as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment, and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe. Share and tell a friend about IslamPodcasts.com.